The Daily News article audio. Today in business. The Body Shop ceases U.S. operations, with plans to close dozens of stores in the UK and Canada. The Body Shop has ceased its U.S. operations and is closing dozens of locations in Canada, amid deepening financial struggles for the British beauty and cosmetics chain. The Body Shop's U.S. arm ceased operations on March 1, according to a company announcement. And the brand's Canadian subsidiary commenced liquidation of 33 closing stores, as part of wider restructuring proceedings. These closings arrived just weeks after the UK-based retailer appointed insolvency administrators set to consider all options to find a way forward, after years of financial struggles. A spokesperson for FRP, the administrators hired by the Body Shop International, told the Associated Press that they have also announced plans to shutter 82 of 198 stores total in the UK. Those closings are expected to occur over the coming weeks. FRP does not oversee the Body Shop's US or Canadian subsidiaries. A spokesperson for the Body Shop North America did not immediately respond to requests for further information. In its March 1 announcement, the Body Shop Canada said it had filed for a notice of intention, pursuant to the country's Bankruptcy and Insolvency Act, to obtain a stay of its parent's administration proceedings in the UK, and provide additional breathing room while it evaluates its strategic alternatives and implements certain restructuring initiatives. At the time, the Body Shop Canada said its total 105 stores were still open, but that the 33 closings and end of online sales via Canada's e-commerce platform were set to arrive in the near term. Specifics about the timing of closings and liquidation for U.S. locations were not immediately provided. The Body Shop, which was founded by Anita Roddick and her husband back in 1976, is often hailed as an early champion of ethical practices in business. The retailer of soaps, creams, and makeup has promoted fair trading practices and products that were not tested on animals. The brand became hugely popular in the 1980s, when it was listed on the London Stock Exchange, and grew to have stores in some 80 countries, including many operated through franchises. Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job Incorporated.